because part of making this song happened in Jamaica, that's where the song was born. And it came to us that Kim Petras would be the perfect person for this. This song would not be the same without her. I started to have this, like, I guess vision when listening to it, of Cabaret, Moulin Rouge, kind of seedy, fussy choreography. I love the idea that I'm a narrator and putting on a show. I've been wanting to work with Lahore. We can't just call them choreographers, they're so much more than that. We actually planned a whole tour before COVID that never lifted. Unholy became our first project together. I have to say, out of all the music videos I've been on, you know, Unholy was the biggest music video. With the warmest and kindest energy in that room, I think everyone felt really free. I think all the queer people in that room felt incredibly empowered. I think you can feel that in the video. And we also had amazing Paddy O'Brien in the video. Just incredible artist models. Gopnik and Violet Chachki, I've been huge fans of them, and to just get to see them work in the flesh was just unbelievable. I was screaming behind the camera. Kim came into the video and absolutely smashed it. It was just sensational to watch. She was Satine. She was perfect. I've been such a huge fan of Floria's for so long. It's honestly a dream come true as an artist to work with Floria. From the get-go, Floria was so open to working with me and being collaborative. It really takes a village and has to be a collaborative process for me. This song was so different to the things I've done before. It was a brave choice. That's the type of artist I want to be. I'm just so honoured to get to work with the artists I get to work with. Enjoy the show.
Wrench it.
Wrench it. Check it out. We got wrenches, so you have to.